Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let's go to the US now because he may be leading the Republican primary polls by at least 20 points. But this afternoon, former President Donald Trump announced he expects to be indicted very soon on new charges as well, this time linked to the January 6th riots. In the last few minutes, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has responded to the news.
Well, I guess under a Biden administration, Biden America, you'd expect this. If you notice recently, President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent.
Weaponize government, he says. That's Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Amber Phillips from The Washington Post is on the line. You're very welcome, Amber. What has Donald Trump said about this?
Yeah, Donald Trump has said exactly what Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, has been saying. In fact, Kevin McCarthy is pulling the same language from Donald Trump, that he's being targeted unfairly. He said, this is all, I've been fighting the fight since I launched my presidential campaign, what is that, 8 years ago now. To be clear, there's no evidence the federal government is being weaponized. This is the same Biden Justice Department that investigated Hunter Biden, the president's son. And this is a special counsel who's been investigating President Trump, which is a separate, quasi-independent investigator from the actual Justice Department under the Biden administration.
Tell us this, what is a target letter, or what is he a target of, and what maybe what is he actually indicted or will he be charged with exactly?
Yeah, so only the first question we can answer with any certainty, because we don't know yet whether he's going to face charges, but it seems likely because of this target letter. A target letter is exactly what it sounds like. It's a letter from this special counsel, this lead investigator, Jack Smith, to Trump, in this case, his lawyers, saying your client is a target of our investigation. So not just someone we want to interview, someone we think might have committed a crime, and we need him to appear before a grand jury here in Washington, D.C. And a grand jury, this is an oversimplification, but it's kind of like a pre-trial, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so Trump, he could appear and give some evidence to try to defend himself. And then you only need about 16 out of 23 jurors, or maybe 12 out of 23, 16 present, to say, yep, I think there's reason enough to charge him with a crime. And then we'll have an indictment, and then we'll have a trial if all that comes to pass. Now, as far as what crimes, we're not sure, but my colleagues at The Washington Post have been reporting that investigators have zeroed in on two key issues: whether the Trump campaign defrauded donors with this election lie, saying donate to us so we can overturn the election results. Mm-hmm. And then also whether the Trump campaign committed some kind of fraud, or Trump himself, in setting up fake electors to try to undermine the results in key swing states.
So it's serious stuff. There is no question about it. But I'm going to ask you, Amber, the same question I asked you numerous times before, and it's been asked of various correspondents like you. This is the third indictment that Donald Trump is facing. We had the Stormy Payoff indictment and classified documents prosecution as well. And each and every time, people like me ask people like you, this is terrible for Donald Trump, but yet he's leading the polls by 20 points.
Right, right. And there could be a fourth indictment in the coming weeks in the state of Georgia related to the 2020 election and Trump trying to overturn them. When I start seeing Trump's primary opponents attack him, and people like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and say, he's indicted, you shouldn't vote for him, he's too much baggage, then I'll start to say this might be hurting Trump. But so far, even his opponents aren't attacking him, which I think underscores the man's
Was there half an attack from Nikki Haley, though? She kept saying, we have to move away from this drama.
Right, right. Yes, you're right. And she has said that in the past, but she also raised $1 million in the past couple of months, which is not very much
chicken
for President.
Yeah. So he's weighing above the other candidates,
yes,
isn't he, in the Republican line?
Yes.
Is there anything that can take him down, I wonder?
You know, it's possible the trial happens in December for classified documents, and it's possible he gets charged, and it's possible he gets sentenced to jail. And then he's a convicted felon. He could still run for president under the U.S. Constitution. But what happens when you can't vote for yourself in a state like Florida?
Could he pardon himself?
Maybe. So this
these are the political acrobatics in US politics that I've been asking people like you before. Could he pardon himself? And then I'm jumping ahead here. But just
right,
imagine.
Right, I've got a headache. It's also crazy.
Amber, but is this being talked about in the media coverage of all of this?
I'm sorry, what was your question? Is this being talked about?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Projecting forward all of these permutations. Yes. Could he pardon himself, or what happens if he can't vote for himself, or all of these permutations? Is that being worked out now, or is it simply focusing on the various indictments?
No, the media and readers who reach out to me and ask questions are very much interested in this here in America. What happens next? What happens next? What happens next? Because Donald Trump has been so good at pushing the boundaries of democracy. So when I talk to constitutional scholars, I remember in January 2020, right before the attack, what happens if he enacts martial law? They say, we're just in unprecedented territory. We don't know. And they tell me that now when I ask them, what happens if he's a convicted felon running for president? And I guess he could pardon himself, but you can't pardon yourself against state crimes. And he can be indicted in Georgia on criminal charges. And constitutional scholars say it's just also unknown. But very much here in America, readers in the media are very curious about how this plays out, because we've never had an indicted president, let alone twice, thrice indicted, let alone running for president again.
And in a way, I think Republicans like Ron DeSantis, or Kevin McCarthy, I should say, not Ron DeSantis because he wants the top job himself, but Kevin McCarthy and Republicans like that, they're looking at Donald Trump and they're saying, I'd fancy his chances, even with all of this,
right,
against Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think that's a smart take. I think that's exactly what's happening. I mean, Kevin McCarthy, the top Republican here in Washington, wasted no time echoing some pretty fiery rhetoric from Donald Trump. This is a weaponization of government. Those are not words to be levied about lightly. Those are serious accusations. He wasted no time and didn't want any details about what was in this target letter to come out and defend Donald Trump. So I think you're absolutely right. They're putting their eggs all in that Trump basket.
Okay, and we know what happens to eggs sometimes. We'll talk to you again quite soon about this, I'm sure. Amber Phillips, political reporter with The Washington Post. Thank you very much indeed.